Okay, Rabbi, I guess we could daven mincha afterwards if it works out. Okay, so this is the story. There's a lot to say here. The Gaonim, the prime source, is the tshuva of the Maram al Shakar. Shachar, however you want to pronounce it, quoted in the Shach and Hilchos Mila, that we saw a little bit last week. It's quoted here on page 6, that if a baby was born after Shkia, what we call Shkia, on Friday, so the bris is on what? When? Friday after Shkia, the baby was born. When is the bris? According to the Maram al Shakar.
Sunday.
Sunday. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam people, it's going to be on Friday. Because it's still Vadayom. And then we saw that Rav Avadi Yosef had a tshuva about a boy that was born 20 minutes after the Shkia on Friday. So again, according to the case of the Maram Shakar was born, say, right after Shkia, right? But this is 20 minutes after Shkia, so he claims that, according to the Maram al Shakar, it would be a Shabbos bris.
When?
Shabbos bris.
When?
20 minutes after
right.
Shkia on Friday.
Right.
20.
Yeah.
In Yerushalayim, in places further up, then it would be a little bit more. It would be a little bit more. But not too much more. Not too much more. Now, the big problem with this approach of Rav Avadi Yosef is in the next page, 26-27, you have the tshuva of Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, who I'm a very big chassid of. Rami Shiv's Parat Yosef, Yerushalayim. So he says, like this, that really one can argue, look what he writes on page 27 on the bottom right. Yesh etzolim shim no barachar shlosh esrei v'chetzi dakos l'shkia havei lai levadei kishitas agonim. Right, that's the shitas agonim. Well, what's known today is the shitas hagro. And that's the, because the Maram al Shakar said the Gaonim is like that. That right away is, so 13 and a half minutes really is the time. If you hold the 18 minute meal.
If you hold it 18
minutes. Right. So, and then some say that no. V'yesh sovrim, bottom, last two lines on the right. The Beinim Nola Toch Shloshes Rei V'chetzi Dachos Beinim Nola Rechakach Ad Shivim Shtayim Dachos Havei Sofek. And others say no, until, you know, any time after Shkia, till 72 is a suffix. Because until after Rabbeinu Tam, assuming Rabbeinu Tam is 72 Shavuos. Yeah, but maybe the halacha is like the golden.
Why isn't this still a sofek? If right wing says a sofek, which we hold like golden, sofek we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, therefore do the bris on Sunday.
Yeah, so right, so that's what he's saying. It's a suffix, so therefore you have to do it on Sundays. Right. And we added, based on what we learned, that even after 72 is not Pashat. Right? Like Rav Bleich holds that the only true Pshat in Rabbi, he doesn't, we were, you know, three Mahalchim and Rabbeinu Tam. But he's a stark of Bleich. He says the only one he thinks is really Emes is Rav Meir Posen,
16.1.
What? Right, but it's still not going to be. But he quotes, in other words, seven. Okay, we'll see. But he says Ulo, a minute. He says, but the minig is not like that. What is the minig? He says, but the minig is 27 minutes. Not to do a bris milah unless 27 minutes. I say a Friday, if he was born 27 minutes after Shkia Friday, then Rabbi Ben Tzion Abishol would say that's a minute. Even though I told you I had a shaila this past summer, it was 33 minutes after. So I didn't speak to Rabbi Badi about this shaila because, because it could be it is what to say that it'd be a Shabbos bris, and I didn't know whether they were gonna. So, but the parshanist thought that no, this is still a suffix, because he works with the minhag in Europe, which was, you know, you have, say, from 41 to say 51, is say a chachamim, depending upon what part of the year, and then 15 minutes before that is the suffix. So say it was the summer, so 51. So what's 51 minus 15? 36. So then 36 is the suffix, and the mela, so 36 is even before that. And we're not going to follow Rabbeinu Tam Lakula. We're not going to follow Rabbeinu Tam Lakula and treat it like Yom. So Mela, Rabbi Harfin is paskin that it should be done on Sunday, which they were happy that
what
it was.
What if it would have been 40 minutes? Would you say like a Sfek Sfek over there?
No, so we'll talk about it. We're having a separate packet about it with a Sfek Sfek. But I didn't ask your grandfather what, you know, it was 33 might be, maybe. I don't know. I would have to ask him to exactly how many minutes he would want. You know, there's a famous story in Lakewood many years ago that Rabbi Badi Paskin that is a Shabbos bris. It wasn't like a huge amount of time, but it was, I don't know exactly how many minutes it was. And he Paskin the Shabbos bris, and no more wanted to do it, so he did it himself.
So I thought it was in the 40s.
Okay. Right. My body himself didn't recall how many minutes it was. Okay, but his 40s is already something, you know, I don't know what he have said. Maybe next time I speak to him, I can ask him what he would hold Mika did for a bris mila. I know my friend Rabbi Asher Dicker once had a son like that, and he spoke to Rabbi Hillel David, And he said, if it's not 72 minutes, nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Because, yeah. I would say it's sort of like what Rabbi Bleich said, if a person is already doing malacha at 50, so it's hard to say that he has to wait for 72 to do a bris, because every Shabbos he's doing malacha after 50, so he holds 50. You know, so that's what I think Rabbi Bleich thought is true. But Rabbi Bleich happens to hold that if you keep 72, it's a shtickel problem, because he holds 72 is really not the right shita. He holds it's 16.1. This week I looked at 96 now in the same time of year. 96 was more minutes, the Shabbos was more than 16.1. It's interesting, in the calendar they have in the Gluck based Medrash in the Shulchan, has two Zmanim for Rabbeinu Tam, the 72 Shabbos and 16.1. So now you can tell, most people probably don't know what is 16.1. I mean, who said it, where does it come from? So now you can tell everyone.
So the Primark has the same thing.
With the
16.1. Yeah.
So he says, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, 27. So he says like this, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, we're not choishish Rabbeinu Tam. Ke'im shal yo'onim lo'sav v'kavosei. He says, the Gaonim, we follow the Gaonim. We follow the Gaonim. So the question is, if you follow the Gaonim, so why do you need 27? Why do you need 27? The Gaonim, if a meal is 18, so then it's 13 and a half. And if the meal is 24, then it's 18. So we need 27. I mean, to us it would take, oh, what's a big deal, 9 minutes. But 9 minutes can make a big deal of a difference, whether it's Safek or it's Vaday. So he wants 27. He says, why do you want 27? Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, 25. Why do you say, what are you talking about? So he says, like this. The Gam, that's the last paragraph. Gam Elo Markisvar Shaniash, in no larachar shloshus re, the chetzi dachos have a lila vade, will hokil, the mission no laber shav, sachar shloshus re, the chetzi dachos mul shav. He says he doesn't think that you could say that somebody was born 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, that you could do on Friday, that you could do a Shabbos bris. But why not? You know, you have to wait till Sunday. He says, because the stars only come out from 25 to 28 minutes. It's different times of the year. So if the stars are not there, how can you say it's Vade Laila? So Rav Avadi Yosef's response is a lot that we're not bulky with the stars, and we can't see the stars, we don't have the sight. And so basically Rav Avadi Yosef, he took away the stars. He says, don't worry about the stars. Just worry about 3/4 of a mil. And Rav Yosef is right afterwards, he holds. So even though you can't really see the stars, but that's because we're not bulky to see the stars, but they're there, and you can, really, Mumcha maybe could see it. So he can't be sober that. He says, we can't see it. We don't see stars. So how can we do a bris milah at 20 minutes?
You would see stars at 3/4 of a mil.
If you're a bucket. Right. Right.
Because 3/4 of a mil could be 13 and a half minutes, or it could be
18
minutes.
Okay, so you want to be choshish for 18. That's why he said, the case he was dealing with was 20 minutes.
Sure,
so 20 minutes, for sure you're okay.
If we're saying that for sure at 3/4 of a mil, 3 stars or whatever stars are out, then how can we have different interpretations of what 3/4 of a mil is? Stars are out.
Right, but then you can always say, which are these the Beinonim, are these the Gustanim, which are these? But he's saying that what he considers the stars, but I think everyone agrees that you can't see stars at 13 and a half, or even at 20. So it's very hard. In other words, Rav Yosef had a lot of courage to say that. And then there was a Maisa here, I don't want to mention which community, but in this metropolitan area where there was a Pesach given based on Rav Avadi Yosef to allow a bris, I don't know if it was 20, maybe it was 25, 26, but you know, pretty early on the train, you know. So he says like this. So that's the big question. How does the Gaonim work? You see, people, Rav Shach always say, oh, how does Rabbeinu Tam, he's against the Metzius, how does it work? But Fakir, I mean, it's true, not Fakir, it's true. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam has questions with the Metzius. But the Gaonim has also questions with the Metzius. Very much big.
Yeah.
I want you to go and show me stars. We don't have to, in New York is...
yeah, but to say that 58 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael is Bada Yom, and 58 and a half minutes is Bada Yom, also Mega Hapush.
Okay, but let's deal with this problem.
Yeah.
And then Yisrael after 13 and a half minutes is Mamish, he has to see stars.
Right. That's why when the broad, I'm going to give it in a future packet. I xerox from Professor Levy's Sefer, the Shitas of the Groh, the 3/4 mil. And what is it? You know, but even that, you know, it's pretty early.
Even without like lights, if there's no light.
Even without lights. So he says like this. So you have to. So his answer is no. Tesa Kachavim is 27, 28. That's when he sees stars. So, but what about 3/4 mil? So he says like this. You have two options. He says, I've been seeing. You have to decide. That either you have to say that the Shkia is Shkia, but the Tzeis HaKachavim is really earlier than what we see. And because we're, you know, like some want to say, our eyesight is not as good. You know, maybe it's a Shvacha eyesight. Or the other possibility is to say that, all the Hefech, next page, Tzeis HaKachavim hu nochon, va Shkia ni lechonon. Because who's, maybe Shkia is not what we think. So this is what he's going to say, and this is what the Ormei is going to say. That what we call Shkia is not really Shkia. What would we call Shkia when the ball dips below the horizon? He says, that's not Shkia. That's Shkia Sachama. But who says that's what Shkia means? Maybe Shkia means Shkia of what? The ore, the sun rays. The sun rays from the top of the trees or whatever are diminishing. That doesn't happen at the shkia of the ball. That happens later. So maybe that's the answer. That the reason why, in other words, it can't be 27 minutes or 28 minutes, that's what it is. But it's only 3/4 mil. And then it says, so maybe the answer, either you start the 3/4 mil at Shkia, what we call Shkia Sachama. That's what Rav Avadia says. That's it. And then Rav Avadia says 3/4 mil. Okay, whatever sheet you want to say, 18? Okay, 18 minutes, that's the biggest. And then there's the Harifayin right away. And that's Vaday Laila. So for Shabbos, he paskins, no. For Shabbos, you shouldn't do Melacha then. Because Rav Avadia holds it for, you should be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. by Motzai Shabbos. And he holds you should do it with Shos Manius. But for Bris Mila, he says, don't do that. Because if you machmir for Beinu Tam, then you're being makel on Mila Bismana. So therefore, he says that you have to, for Mila, you can't play, you got to say exactly. So therefore, Rav Avadi comes to this conclusion that 3/4 of a mil, so it's whatever, 18 minutes, and then a mashu. So by 20 minutes, for sure, you're covered. You can say in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ben Zion says it can't be. There's no stars there. So Rav Avadi says, no, it means for the people who are bucky, they have good eyesight, or another, one of the other swarms says that eyesight is schwach. Rav Avadi Yosef, that's it. 3/4, that's the Gemara. 3/4 of a mil, and then Rav Yosef comes right away afterwards. Terrifying is right afterwards, and that's it. So again, for Motzai Shabbos, he says you should be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. And not just 72, but in the summer it'll be longer because of Shavuot Zemanias. But Rabbi Tzion says it can't be. If you don't see it, so we can't say, we can't have this idea that our eyesight and this and that, he doesn't go for that. So one second. So then how does it work with 3/4 of a mil? So either you say like Rav Avadia, but then it comes out that it'll be earlier. The other possibility is to say, no, Shkia doesn't mean the Shkia of the Chama. Shkia means the rays, not the ball. And Avela, that's going to be, say, 15 minutes later. And then the 3/4 of a mil are going to be from 15, right, 79, 27, 29. That'll be the Minish Mashas. So, and then right after that, it'll be Tzeisach HaChavim. And that works in Summa Mela. And that, we're going to see, the Ormeir says, he thinks, what was the minhag in Europe? I keep telling you, what was the minhag in Europe? What? It was what? To see the, find the stars, and then to do 3/4 of a mil before that. So we call that Milchas Kohen. So we're going to see that the Meir Posen says no. The minhag in Europe wasn't necessarily the Milchas Kohen. It might be the same Shita, but for a whole different thing. The minhag in Europe was the Gaonim. It's just that maybe the Gaonim held that Shkia doesn't mean Shkia of the ball of the Chama, but it means what? The light. So Mamela, what's going to happen? You'll get 15 minutes freebie, 15 minutes that is still technically Yom Gomer, because the ore is not going to be Shokea till that. And then you'll have the 15, 20 minutes, say, and then you'll have your 15 minutes of Suffolk, and then it'll be Friday Lila, and then it'll work out with the Metzius, then you'll see the stars. So that's what's happening. So if you want to say, he says, there are two possibilities, says the Or Letzion. Either you say, Shashkiya Shalonu Nechona, the bottom line of page 27, the Ashkiya of the ball is Nechona, but Seisa Kachom is not Nechom, because it can't be, because you don't see the stars, or the Hefech. Hashesa Kachovim Hu HaNechom. That's why we see the stars. Vashkiya Eina Nechona. The Yesh Listapik Vizmanenu Ma Yashkiya HaBur B'Gemara. In Bishar Shah Gilgal Achama Shokei of an element manu, is it when the ball goes beneath the horizon? O Dilma Kolzman Shah Alumis Nira Bemarav Adai Yomhu Fraksha Alumis Tala Lamalam Kuzman Hashkia. In other words, if it's still red in the west, the sun's, the rays are still coming, that's still Vadayom. But when the Admumah starts descending, that's Shabbat Shmoshav.
That's
here. Yeah. Lachen afil nolad achar shlotches rei vechetzi dachos men hashkiya b'lel Shabbos, eilamulu b'Shabbos. Afil nolad shmona esrei, o esrim v'arba dachos. Have a suffix, an esrim the Sheva Dakos. The Tochin takes a Chomish alone who are MS, because those, it could be, you see, you say, it could be Rav Avadi's right, but how can we say that for sure? There are two possibilities. Because it doesn't work with Metzias. So either you say the Shkia is the ball, and then there's three quarters, and then you say basically 13 and a half, but there's no... Or you say that Shkia doesn't mean Shkia. In other words, you have to either reinterpret Shkia or reinterpret Seis to work it for the Gaonim. Because the Gaonim is saying three quarters of a mil after Shkia is Laila. So either you say three quarters of a mil starts at the Shkia Sachama, the ball, then it'll come out at 13 and a half minutes is Vade Laila, which for sure there are no stars. Or you have to start the 13 and a half minutes later, when the rays are being Shokea, and then the 13 and a half. So then, basically, what does that come out to be, the other pshat? That's basically what the Michas Kohen said. But now we're saying it, not only with the Rabbeinu Tam, we're saying in the Shita Sagoinim. So that's the Shita of the Michas Kohen, and this version of the Shita of the Gaonim are going to say the same conclusion from different perspectives. They're saying it in Rabbeinu Tam, and he's saying it in the Gaon, and that's what Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says. You have to be choshesh that this is a possibility. So you can't go ahead and just tell everyone to do bris milas at 13. Okay, Rabbi Radios wasn't saying 13, but 20, even 20, he says, is not right. And that's... Eilu Mulu Shalom. I feel no lot... Yeah. Have something at Esrim Arbadav, the Chacham says, Chacham Shalom HaEmes, Rakaz, have Lai Levadav, Rakim No Lanachar, but if the kid was born 27, Yimol B'Shabbos, Da'ata Hu Lai Levadai, Shekvar Yotza Asavik Mil Beinu. But even, so 27, so it's interesting, that's his Chiddush. In the Gaon, the Gabs Kassar Shlish, the Chashin Rabbeinu Tam Lovdir, because he's not so concerned of Rabbeinu Tam, who says we follow Rabbeinu Tam, but he's saying we follow the Gonim, but the Gonim doesn't work with Metzias either. So you either have to say that, like what Rav Avadya Yosef says, that we can't see it, so we're not, our eyesight, we can't see it. Okay, but it's there. And he says, how could you say that, but Torah's Vadai, the Shir and Chazal, the Maisa, we don't see the stars.
And you have to say the Shia is later.
The Shia is later, and Bemela, then Seis could be later. And then Seis will be when we see the stars. So Bemela, this Pshat in the Gaonim, and the Michas Kohen's Pshat in the Gaonim, are basically what they did in Europe. And in America, that's how it came over to America. In other words, the idea of America that you do like 42 minutes, or whatever you want to call it. So basically, that is... That's the Zman of... Yeah, so the Michas... But, or maybe this version of the Gaonim. If you look, we're going to say, Rabbi Harfenis. You know Rabbi Harfenis? Hagoyin of Harfenis. On page 15. There's a Sefer Yisrael Vazmanim, written by Rabbi Harfenis. This is the first time I haven't heard of Rabbi Harfenis when this Sefer came out in Topshin Ma? In Yud Zayin, page 15. There's a Sefer called Yisrael Vazmanim. And that was his like first famous Sefer that he wrote on Zmanim. Topshin Mem Dalet. Long time ago. I remember when it came out. I was very excited. I bought it. I got it. Tavshin Mem Dalet. Yisrael David Harfenis. I'm friendly with him. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He called his shul Yisrael Vazmanim. That's the name of his shul. So basically what he did was he collected seven approaches. Seven approaches! To Miyashev the Gaonim with the Metzias. The Gaonim would say three quarters of a mil. 13 and a half minutes. But the stars are not there. So what do you do? So So he has seven approaches to answer this question. So you want to, let's see what he says. It's good to see the seven approaches. Page 16. The Sefer Divrei Yosef. Because of the Shittas Gaonim, Tzarech Lomar. Tzeis Chalom, Rav Yosef, the Shmuel, Hanahu, Muflag, Harbe, Mishar, Sheikh, Sevel, Maheshel, Tachto. Oh, so that's a very interesting, I think Rabbi Muller likes this Pshat. And this is Rav another possibility to say like this. 3/4 of a mil, right, is the goal. But that never says in the Gemara that's what Seisa Kachavim is. That's what Hichsifa Elion and Ishmael Tachton is. But then there's Seisa Kachavim Rav Yossi. So Rav Avadi Yosef was stark that the Seisa Kachavim Rav Yossi is right after that. But others hold no, that the Seisa Kachavim of Rav Yossi is muflog, is distant from the 3/4 mil. So how distant is it? So whenever you can see the stars, that's what it is. So there's the 3/4 mil, that's not Seisa Kachavim. That's Hechsif Elim Vishal Tachtum. So that could happen at 13.5. And then, maybe it takes 20 minutes longer to get to Seisa Kachavim.
What's in between?
So, according to Rabbi Huda, you don't need Seisa Kachavim. He just needs Hechsif Elim Vishal Tachtum. But according to Rabbi Yossi, so it's Vada Yom until Seisa Kachavim. It was the Harif Ayin is a second before that. And if you say the stars are seen at 27, 28, so that means that till 27, 28, according to Rabbi Yossi, is Vada Yom, and then it's Harif Ayin, and then there's Seisa Kachavim. But the question that the 3/4 mil is there's no stars is not a problem, because the Rabbi Yehuda never claimed there were stars at 3/4 mil. All he said is it's Hichsif Elyon Vishra Latakto. And it's Rabbi Yossi's sheet of stars. So maybe in the Hanami, the answer must be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda immediately. He needs still a good 10 minutes after. And then it'll feel, because if you say like Rabbi Ben Tzion Abishol, say 27, 28 minutes is when he sees the stars in Yerushalayim, and 3/4 mil is that, but 3/4 mil is not Seis, it's Hichsif Elyon Vishra Latakto. And says, but Rav is 10 minutes or so later. The only thing is with Rav Avadi Yosef is that he insisted, like the Shita, that it's mamish miyad afterwards. So then, basically, according to him, if you hold 18 mil, it'll be 13.5. So he's machmer the other Shita. They say 24. So it'll be 18 minutes. 18 minutes, and then so that was his psak, Rav Avadi Yosef. The kid was born in Eretz Israel 20 minutes after the Shkia on Friday night. Shabbos Pris. And I'm telling you, the Maisa happened here, in this, not here in Washington Heights, but in the general area. And Rav Chaim was involved, based on Rav Avi Yosef. And they matted a Bris around a little bit, you know, I don't know, it was 25, exactly what it was. Right, even though it is a chumra, it's a chumra of a second, but he's saying it's hard to be done on a second. Yeah. So, but at 10 minutes, then you can put your hand on that.
But if you're thinking of a chumra before, so what's the din of those 10 minutes?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's vaday laila. And according to Rabbi Yosef, it's vaday yom.
If we're
going to
be
machmir, so then we have to. Go the chumra in each way. We have to treat it as
a suffix, but not in chumra.
Yeah, we have to treat it as a suffix, not the suffix of Benish Rushes, but the suffix, because if you don't like Rav Yossi, it depends when you're talking about Friday, you're talking about Shabbos. If it's Friday night, then saying it's Yom is the cooler, you know, because, well, the other stuff.
How do you know the Friday?
20 minutes after Shkia Motzei Shabbos.
You're saying to be more mocking about the time.
Yes, right. So therefore, he treats that as that's as if the baby is born on Sunday. So it's a Sunday bris. Just for bris milah, you gotta. The first thing you have to be is try to get the meal of his mana. You can't have chumras that will cause us not to have the meal of his mana. That's the shita. I wouldn't. I guess I'm not. You know, I'd be afraid. Because, I don't know, 20 minutes, as Rav Ben Zion was afraid. I go have good company. Rav Ben Zion Namashol was afraid. He says, how can we master such a thing? So, the first answer Rabbi Harfinus gives is to say that what? That there's no problem with the Matthias, because the 13 and a half minutes was only said about what's called Hexivel and Mishra Matachto. So, of course there are those stars, but we never said there were stars then. And then you want stars? You go, wait a little bit. Then you get your stars. Not too much.
How long after our Shkia is Hexiv?
And that's also, he quotes Rav Tukhachinsky, says this pshat. Then he has another pshat, another answer, Sefer Beit HaShemesh of Rav Tukhachinsky, who says that maybe it doesn't start, that three quarters of a meal doesn't start right away. From Shosha Pnei Mizrach Maskel Adin. Meaning, it has to be Mechavaras Gemar Vamar Shishtishka Chama Chodman Shpnei Mizrach Madimim Lachar of Shir. So if it's Pnei Mizrach Madimim, it's still Yom. Because the sun went under the thing, but if it's, it has to go under deep enough that there's no rays in the east. But once the rays in the east are no longer there, that's going to take another 15, 20 minutes, and then you first start the three quarters of the meal. So he's saying the second shot of what he calls the Rambam is you need the Tishka Chama, the ball, but you need more than that. And then the other thing is Ksos HaShulchan, that's Rav Chaim Noah. So he quotes from the Tanya, and we're going to see Bez Hashem, there's this piece here in Abraham Kaddish, page 18, page 19, to make you feel good. From the Torah or Siddur of the Tanya. There's so many different Siddurs of the Tanya. You know, you get yourself confused. It took me years to figure out, years, but this version is good because there's other Siddurs of Tanya you won't find it. So in the Torah or, we'll spend more time on page 19, look what he says. He says, Sivuk. Akar fourth one. The Akar Sivuk. The Vyasa Orbi Russia of Lunas. The Dogim of Lord Dal Kalke Shishu. The Shah. Or Minutu. Hazar Shkiyas Habib. He says, Shkiyas Achama, you get 4 minutes. People don't know. Who is it for? I've never heard of it. 4 minutes. 4 minutes? It's still Vaduyon. Because it's not enough to, it's not the ball, it's the BS or the sun rays have to come down from the top of the trees, from the top of the building. And that's going to be Dal Kalke Shishin. Shishin means 60 minutes, the 60 is, you know, minutes in an hour. And four of those is 4 minutes, per minute. The Beis Shoshan Rabbi Yehuda doesn't start right away. It starts after 4 minutes. So then he writes, Chaim Noah, that the Shkiyas Achama is only 4 minutes afterwards. And then he thinks that Rabbi Yossi is 2 minutes after that. And then the Tanya Shita is that a mil is 24 minutes. So 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. So he says like this. The Chaim Noah says, you have 4 minutes before you start anything. And 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. So that 4 and 18 is 22. And then Rav Yossi is 2 minutes later, the last 24. That's what Chaim Noah.
What's the calculation again? 18 minutes for...
4 minutes before you start anything.
Right.
Because you need the ore to...
Right. You shouldn't be at the mountain tops anymore.
Right. And so then and 18 minutes is the 3/4 of the mill. And 2 minutes for Rav Yossi. So then you have what?
24.
And then you get it more or less looking at the tree. That's this guy. And then some say Harifayim of Yossi is not literally Harifayim.
So after 24 minutes, Father Father.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess in there. Yeah. And then he quotes the Ormeyer. The fifth thing is the Ormeyer. The Ormeyer says, that it's not the, similar to what other people have said, but he said nothing to do with the sun. Obviously, it's all to do with the rays. And then number six, he says, "Zmana hayom halacha." He quotes the Gemara Mishareim Gim Chachovim Viriyas Abaki. The Baki Shemistakel Shem Heitev Yireh. He says a Baki will see stars in Yerushalayim 15 minutes after the Shkir. Even though Inish Ba'alma doesn't. But a Baki will. So it says in the winter, the Baki will see it at 18 minutes after Shkir. In the summer, he'll see it 21 minutes. So the Baki. So you go with the Baki. 1 second. And Rav Yitzchak Zalman Elter says, in the Mizayin, Chush Har O Shalon Chalush. He's the one who says that Rav Yitzchak Zalman Elter. He's the father-in-law of who? Rav Aaron Kotler. So Rav Aaron Kotler's father-in-law said that, you know, Shvacha eyesight. Kusher Oz Cholosh. And in the Hanami, in the Doris HaRishonim, Faro Gimel Chachavim. But then he says, Ava Kvarsu She'em Lismo Chalsvar She'em Chashash Yisid Araisa. So these are all the different possibilities. In other words, how you fit the Gaonim, because again, the Gaonim is three quarters of a meal, which we say is the Vilna Gaon Shita. But let's not talk about the Vilna Gaon yet. The Gaonim, that was the fresh three quarters of a meal.
So how does it work with Matzias?
So these are the different possibilities. The simple one, I think maybe Rabbi Ruth said, is to assume that it's Mukhlak, and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Ruth. Because
you know,
he was never meant to be
Pesach Chacham. So the Omer is really like Rashi in Jersey, that the when you, as long as you see red, it's not Shkia yet.
Right.
But he makes those two out of the seven basically identical.
Well, everyone, according to this opinion, is going to be either, in other words, either we have to say that we're going to just do the three quarters of a mil finished. But then we don't see stars, so they have to say that either we don't have good enough eyesight to Zvada or something like that. That's what Rabbi Vadi Yosef basically is working with. Doesn't matter whether you can see the stars or not. This is his man, and Rabbi Yosef is right away. Well, you say, no, this man is when we see the stars. We've got to see the stars. If we don't see the stars, you have to see the stars. Ah, so then... But how does it work with this man? So you could say this man was only Lagami Hichsif Elyon, Yishvel Atachim, which is a Gemara Dem Eklaim, is when you see the stars. And that's 10, 15 minutes later. Akiva?
Yeah, the sixth one, he says that a Bucky will see in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
18 minutes and it's gone.
Are you a Bucky?
No, but I don't understand.
I think you're a Bucky. You need good eyesight. I think we should just go to an optometrist and solve this problem.
Therefore, here to 18, here to 21. Why don't you do 15 and then 15 to 21?
Yeah.
What is reason?
One second. So, here at the Bemis, give a kacham bishalayim. He's read it says it should be 15, but he says, okay, the Bucky sees it at 18, so let it be 18. And the summer he sees it at 21, so let it be 21 in the summer.
Doesn't sound like he's going based off of...
He's saying, where a Bucky can see it. So then, but it's interesting that's against Rav Henkin, because Rav Henkin writes... Rav Henkin gave a haskama to Dr. Professor Levy's book on Jewish chronotomy, and he said, this is a very nice book, but we don't hold from this whole book, because the Torah is given for the Hamonav. It's not given for the, only given that the astronomers know how to keep Shabbos. It's the Hamonav, and therefore, that's it. You know, just keep 72, no worries. It's for the Hamonav. But he's, according to Rav Yisrael Zalman, it's given for the Monah, but it's only based on what the Bucky could see. That's a big question with the Bucks. Who has to see the Bucks to say that it's nearly 9? So I thought the Pashas is, like Rav Perlstein has in the Besifta of Sarvadas, the journal, that it's the Hamonah. Now, others want to say, no, it's the Bakish, and then the Hamonav has to ask the, you know, Shef maybe said that Rabbi once said like that the Hamonav will ask the Baki. To me, it's much more mistaber that it should be totally on the Baki. Since when the Riyas Einayim should be totally on the Riyas Einayim of a Baki, it should be totally on the Riyas Einayim. If me, a regular person can't see it, like Mahedya. So that's not near LA 9. Finished. So maybe this whole thing, you know, the bugs and what, you know. Besides, Rambelski is cooler that it's, that Gadol was my, you know, in the ocean. Besides that, you know, maybe it's Mustaber. He quotes this from personally from Torah Das, quotes because by Hilchas Yeridaya, when you need Ti'imah, right? So whose team do you need? Is it the team of a regular person, or you need the team of a chef? So those that say a chef, not because you need his expertise, it's because the chef has not modest, because he'll get fired. But you need the expertise only of what? Of a regular person. If a regular person says he doesn't taste it, the halacha is nikvah on regular people. The halacha is not nikvah. So if you want to say that, that we're not bucky, it's very hard. So, I don't know. For me to, for the bris mila, I told him, if this psak came out here, it was made, Rabbi Ben Chaim was made good based on Rabbi Avadia. I asked Rabbi Avadia, I was in Lakewood at the time, I asked Rabbi Avadia what he says. He said, I won't argue on it. But I haven't spoken to him recently. I should speak to him more recently about what, you know, he really holds. But that was similar to Rabbi Avadia with him a couple of minutes more. But you know, he might have to...
What is the difference between reason base and reason A? They're basically identical.
Yeah, they're basically identical. He's just saying that reason base means that you still need the Shkia Sachama, but you need also that. And he's saying it only has to be taller than reason. It comes out the same.
It comes out the same.
So I like Raposan. I like Raposan. But so basically, he's holding that from Mikra Din, even according to the Gaonim. See, the Chiddush of Dayan Posen's brother is that even if you hold like the Gaonim, you still might be able to do Malacha after Shkia.
Friday.
Because he's saying that the Shkia Sa'abul is not Shkia Sa'chama, it's Shkia Sa'reis. So we have to see how long that takes. The Alter Rebbe seemed to say that you get a 4 minute, and there was a shaila. I'm not mentioning names, but at least not on the tape. There was a shaila that came up in Teaneck. The shaila Teaneck, where a baby was born with a couple of minutes on Sunday, or 2 minutes after Shkia on Sunday. And one of the rabbis, this family was close to a certain rabbi, again, no names on the page. And the rabbi allowed him to see the Kinect. He's not the sheet of Kinect so much. So he allowed the Kinect to do the dress for next Sunday.
Because of the 4 minutes.
This was it within the 4 minutes. Yeah, but most people, with most people, was never allowed to say, okay, you have to have Monday bris. Of course, the family is very happy to have a Sunday bris over to having a Monday bris. You know, for no brainer. But I'm just not as far as to be made of that. And that was the first time I heard of this 4 minute thing. I was very excited to observe. Frontier Yeshiva, Talmud, I don't want to mention it before, so that's why I was very excited to find out about this 4 minutes. I never heard about the 4 minutes. And so I kind of tracked it down, the 4 minutes. So, but it was interesting when I was looking at Rabbi Harkin's list of the way he's reacted, but that's part of it. Now you get an extra 4 minutes to get closer to the class. You only start at 3/4 of a mil after you first have the 4 minutes to a lot of milk. This is in the own.
According to that, is there a svara to do the bris maybe on Sunday yet, following Sunday, to be matched on bris on Monday?
Yeah, no one would ever do such a thing. No, you don't do such a thing. You gotta decide when the bris is. And you don't, never for the baby. No one would ever give a psak like that. Uh-huh. Do it on Sunday, Matzah on Bris, for something. No one would ever allow such a thing. That's really not like a tequila.
Did you also ever say that the reason for the 4 minutes was that they wanted, it was for the Shabbos, they wanted to build in a a built-in discover shot.
No.
I think that's from the fourth line, and that's what that's very implied. So you're right, it's going to call all the favors to ask.
Well, he's saying, when is Shkia? Shkia doesn't mean the ball.
If the Shkia
Mitis
is one
and
later, then why do we keep the Shkia?
Yeah, I can see the Shkia Mitis. That's a Shkia Mitis.
So then why did they give him 7 or 4 minutes before that?
No, the Golem say, he's saying that. That he thinks that you can get 4 minutes after what we call Shkia is not the Shkia at Mitis. Altogether. Most people you walk here in these worlds have never heard of this thing, but
the multitude of Shkias as to which Shkia is.
Right.
I also lived in Moreno from months ago.
Right. But
you have the Shkia Shnia at 58 and a half minutes.
Yeah, but we're saying even Shkia Rishona maybe is not what you would call.
Right.
You see, if you hold a bit of time, we know it's not at that time. Unless you hold like the B'nai Tzion.
Right.
B'nai Tzion?
B'nai Tzion, you hold it earlier than
when we go Shkia, Shkia Shnia.
Right.
And he made there's no more point.
This Shkia Shnia is our Shkia.
Yeah.
We saw him.
Yes.
The, really the second before the Rapankin, Paskamla, term, Lini Sefer, so that would sound like not like the Vav, like the Grub.
Yeah.
So, even the Rabbi Yaina says that we go with Tan and then I call the Kin.
Right.
So even Rabbi Yaina, in the Rishayim, you see that there's such a, at least in Rabbi Yaina, there's such a mussig of a baki in terms of the role of a baki in terms of these things. Saying it could be Rabbi Hankin, I didn't see the Lashon Hatzai, but it could be Rabbi Hankin. It could be Rabbi Hankin would be masking at a certain level of bakis. He just don't need to be an astronomer, but a certain level of bakis could have a role.
Maybe. Not sure that it's the Torah's given. I haven't seen if I put that letter in the other packet. I read the letter, I remember, because, you know, when Breuers gave out the thing at the dinner, they put a sticker in the thing saying not to rely on the early Zman. So he quotes the early Grozman, so he doesn't want that anyone should say that, you know, 13 and a half minutes or 20 minutes, he can really be doing Malacha. He doesn't want anyone to.
Yes.
Today we're just getting our feet wet. I'd like to show you in the sugya how it works out. I would like to go through the Dayan Pozen's brother with you. You have to learn the Gemara here, Daf Beis, and the Tosfos HaRosh, and then you can see the Or Meir here, starting on page 11. That will Bez Hashem do tomorrow to see what it's based on. So that's a whole new approach. But like Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman said to me, Rabbi Avadi Yosef wouldn't budge from that assumption that the Shkia is what the Shkia is. No light, no, the Shkia is the Shkia Sachama. He won't budge from that approach. So then, he 3/4 of a mil was after, and then Rabbi Yosef is right after that, and that's it. That is the halacha. The stars are not there. Okay, it's a kasha for the mice. Like Rabbi Bleich sometimes would say, not in this context. Don't bother me with the Matthias. I was in a school this year, he would make that result. He's not in this context. Don't confuse me with the Matthias. As I said, don't confuse me with the Matthias. But he, he stood up for this. Yeah, he was very confident. He had to be.
So what is the difference in the Shia between the Shia of that way you don't want to oversee the red from one hand and the end of Benash Russia with Rabbi Buddha Hixit? Hixit must be later than
yeah, okay, so we'll see.
Must be later.
Yeah. It is later.
But that's the end of Benash Russia.
Right. For you, right. Okay, better set tomorrow. We'll do more. Okay, Max, we're going to have mincha here. Let's have mincha, okay? So we'll get ready and we'll die.